views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hi, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Well, I am Dr. Peggy Parker, and you are listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health on Transformation Talk Radio. During this hour, we're going to finish up a talk that I started last week on your family health history and how that can be an indicator of some very serious issues that are going on in terms of food allergies and a few quick fixes to help you as you improve. So last week, I shared with you some rather dismal, my own dismal family health history. And so if you missed that, you'll want to go back and listen to the archives because my family pretty much has most of the bases covered when it comes to some kind of a major health issue. And so what I was doing is relating those things like bags under the eyes and odd skin colorations and kidney disease and liver disease. I started talking about my brother's problems, my problems with kidney disease, my grandmother's problems with cancer, and my other grandmother with high blood pressure and diabetes. So we didn't get everything covered. And so I wanted to go ahead and pick up kind of where we left off last week and cover the rest of the things because there are some that are really pretty exciting that we weren't able to get to last week. And so while we covered things like the kidneys, the adrenals, the thyroid, and we kind of glossed over the liver, I want to actually go back to that and talk about the liver and food allergies. And one of the questions that I got last week from a listener, which let me take this opportunity to invite you to either call in with your questions, and the phone number is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. Or you can get on and since you're probably logged on and listening via the computer, there's a little instant feedback panel on the right side of your screen, and you can type your question in and automatically get it right away. So one of the guests who asked the question last week, she asked, what is a food allergy? And while I guess I've answered that on other shows before, I hadn't been really clear about that. So if you're a first-time listener or you have that same question, I want to get that all ironed out first before we move on. So there are different levels of food bothering your body. They all have detrimental effects, but a real allergy is caused when proteins, foreign proteins, escape from your digestive tract and get out into tissues where they don't belong, and your body builds an immune response. So it sends out antibodies to destroy that those proteins, and that causes a histamine reaction in your body. And so that's why you get watery eyes, runny nose, you could have hives or eczema, lots of different kinds of reactions. And so I wanted to make sure that I covered that since that was actually a really great question from Annette. So The way that food allergies affect your body is so multifaceted that when you're starting to look at your own family's chronic health problems or what a doctor would call your family health history, when you begin to see these patterns that are running through families, you can guess that there's also what we would call a predisposition to a food allergy. And then if you've listened to my calls in the past, some of those aren't really just predispositions. Some of them are normal responses to your body, by your body to things that you're not able to break down. For instance, I gave a whole talk, a couple of series talk on cow's milk allergies and on wheat allergies and how those things give rise to many other allergies. So if you look at your family health history and you see chronic problems with inflammation, with eczema, those kinds of things, and you have some of those things as well, that's a good indicator that you're allergic to milk. If you're having other things like diarrhea, constipation, all kinds of IBS problems, that's a really good indication that you're allergic to either milk or wheat or, maybe even eggs. So there are, kind of 8 common allergens, and milk, cow's milk and wheat are right up at the top, along with things like corn and soy and being 2 of the other biggies, and eggs. So if you follow my blog, I've also posted a lot of information about these things on my blog that you can find that at omgallergyfree.com. So getting back to the fact that we want to talk about the liver a little bit, the liver is one of the hardest working organs that you have in your body. It filters your blood not once, but twice. So it's constantly working to filter out toxins, but it's also responsible for helping break down foods and delivering nutrients to the bloodstream. So it's a very, very, very hardworking organ. And so because the blood passes through the liver twice, there's a lot of things that the liver will filter out. And so it can actually become very toxic from different kinds of chemicals. So one of the things that I have an allergy to is petrochemicals. I'm very, very sensitive. They give me a headache. They give me skin rashes. They give me a stomach ache, all kinds of things. And so that's a real indicator that what's happening on my skin is also kind of the reaction that my liver's having when I ingest something that's lots of pharmaceutical drugs are actually made from derivatives of petrochemicals. Lots of hair care products and soaps and cleaning products around the house are actually made from byproducts of petrochemicals. And these things really bother me, as does gasoline, things like that. So whatever's happening on my skin, I can know that kind of thing is happening into my insides as well. So one of the things that you can do to really protect your liver as you're going through some of these issues with food allergies is not only to do the elimination diet that I've spoken about a couple of times, but also, as I sound like a bit of a broken record, adding in high-quality ionized water is one of the best ways to help detoxify your liver, because it removes the oxidation, because it helps the liver cells begin to function better and easier, because it thins the bile so that more toxins can get out of the liver through the bile into your gallbladder and out through your digestive and elimination tract. That's one of the a great way to keep your liver healthier, because each time that you have a big histamine response, each time you have a big rush of epinephrine or adrenaline in your body, this takes a big toll on the liver, because your liver actually has to process all those chemicals. Even though they're natural to our body, the more of that it has to process, the harder it is on your liver. And each and every single allergy medication that you take for inhalant allergies like Zyrtec or Claritin or Benadryl, Allegra, all of those have really serious warnings in them about how they are toxic to the liver, and how if you have any kind of liver issues, you shouldn't take them because it can cause severe liver damage. So it's really important for you to keep that in mind. Now, one of the ways that you can help regenerate your liver is by drinking something as simple as a cup of tea every day. This is a great way to kind of keep your liver supported and a little healthier. So I particularly like a tea that's made by it's made by Yogi Tea, and it's called Peach Detox Tea. It's a great one. You can also get tinctures of liver detox from companies like Gaiam. My favorite herbal company for those kinds of things is actually Herb Farm. It's H-E-R-B and then P-H-A-R-M, as though it was an herbal pharmacy. You can find those at most good health food stores. So they're pretty available, pretty easy to find. And so I highly recommend any of their liver formulas. So you can look for something that actually says liver formula, or you can look for a combination of dandelion and milk thistle. Those are two really, really great liver cleansers. So as you're doing these things in conjunction with eliminating the foods that you're allergic to, you're going to have a really big response from your liver, because fortunately our liver is the only organ we have that will regenerate itself. As I mentioned in the last call, my mother actually died of cancer of the liver, as well as a few other kinds of liver issues that she suffered from through her life. So my family, all of us seem to have some predisposition to some liver issues. So keeping up with that daily little few drops of a liver tincture, beets are a great liver cleanser. Lots of root vegetables are good. I'll be posting more and more of those. And if you look back in earlier posts from this year, you'll find some liver-loving smoothies and some other things like that. So, you know, I try to post lots of recipes that can help, as well as some reviews. Well, I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about our family health histories and how they can be a good indicator of food allergies, and then what to do once we've identified them. So we're going to take our quick break. And when we come back, I'll start taking some of your calls and questions. So stay tuned, and I'll be back in just a minute.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases "I can't" and proclaims "I can." Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Transformation Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we've been talking about, we're continuing a topic we started last week about our family health histories and how they can be a good indicator of food allergies. So I'm ready to start taking your calls or answering your instant feedback questions. So be sure to just join on in if you've got some questions. I did receive a few by email during the week from some folks who live in remote, well, they don't live in the United States, so they're not exactly on the same time zones we're on. So sometimes people will send questions and then they can listen to the answers during the archive. So I'll be answering a few of those questions as we go along. But don't be shy. Go ahead and call in and or send me an instant feedback message. So right before the break, we talked about your liver. And now I want to talk about something. I want to talk about two subjects that are really closely related. So it's probably we'll probably get interrupted in the middle of this, but it's a really what I consider be pretty eye-opening and important topic. And it's how your digestion relates to all of the rest of your, the systems, organ system and systems in your body. Especially we're going to talk today about how that affects your heart and about cardiovascular disease and all of that. So I want you to remember that when we've talked in the past, when you eat something that you're allergic to, it creates this immune response. So in this immune response, as your immune system sends out these attackers, it's actually, what it's sending out is elements of destruction. So it's sending out these elements of destruction to surround that protein, that foreign protein, whether it's a a piece of corn, you know, a little bit of corn, a little bit of wheat, a little bit of soy, a little milk, whatever it is, when your body senses even one molecule of one of those things, it can start this immune response. And so as this immune response begins to mount, there's also a histamine that's released. And what this does is set up a big surge of oxidation in your body. So I know I've talked to you before about oxidation and how it's bad for you, but there are instances when your body uses oxidation to protect you. In the process of destroying these foreign invaders, your body's using lots of oxidizers to actually eliminate it altogether, to destroy it. Now, normally your body would send out lots of antioxidants, particularly in the form of superoxide dismutase, which is sometimes called SOD, or glutathione to mop up the damage to the surrounding tissues. But often that doesn't happen. There's just not enough antioxidants to go around. And so our body begins to have more and more cells damaged by oxidation. And this is never more present than in our gut, you know, in our whole intestinal tract. So your intestinal tract is about 33, depending on your size, about 33 feet of tubing that starts with your mouth and ends up with your rectum. And in each piece of this whole system, this tubing, has a specific function. And when we get to what we call the gut, the small intestine and the large intestine, there's a lot of things that go on in there, but there's something you may not know too much about, and that is there's a specific part of your nervous system that resides in your gut. Some people think that it's so important that they actually call it your second brain. And so it's this second brain that is really involved in giving feedback about the food that you're eating to your brain. Now, when we've talked about is sweet driving you crazy before, and we've said, well, you know, this second brain, your enteric nervous system, can become very overstimulated when you eat foods that you're allergic to. So the more foods that you eat that you're allergic to and the more often you consume them, the more upset that whole system becomes. And so sometimes you'll actually feel it, kind of energetically feel it. You just feel a little off when you eat something. So that's something to pay really close attention to, because digestion is one of the things that's most susceptible to being upset by food allergies. So if you have a family history that has a lot of GI problems, so there are ulcers, there is lots of acid reflux, you're experiencing a hiatal hernia, anything that's going on, IBS, lots of IBS, any of those kinds of things, those are really great indicators of food allergies. In fact, right now I have a little indigestion because I am in the process of moving and I picked up something that I didn't notice had some wheat in it. And right after I finished eating it, I looked at the package more carefully because I started feeling, you know, kind of this uncomfortable thing in my gut. And I noticed that it had a little wheat in it. Now, sugar is also one of the things that lots of people are allergic to. And this is a really big part of any kind of IBS issues, especially acid reflux. Wheat, milk, and sugar are the three biggest culprits behind acid reflux. And so, you know, the common way to handle that is to take an antacid, which means it's going to shut off the acid production in your stomach, which is exactly the opposite thing that you want to do. So if you're having a lot of digestive issues, you have gas, you have bloating, you have belching and acid reflux, all those kinds of things, the best thing that you can do, in addition to eliminating those foods you're allergic to, drinking ionized water, is to actually add about somewhere between a teaspoon and a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar at the beginning of each of your meals. That will actually begin to create enough acid in your stomach, because it's not that you have too much acid in your stomach. It's that you don't have enough acid at the right time. So at the time your body needs that acid, it's not there. And so you're not getting, when there's not enough acid present in your stomach, there's a little sphincter, a little like a valve between your esophagus and your stomach. When there's enough acid, that closes. Until there's enough acid, it stays open. And so that's why people are having acid reflux or GERD, because there's not enough acid in the stomach. So one of the best things that you can do to help your digestion is to add some apple cider vinegar in. But there's yet another thing that I think is super important, and that is this. You want to look at what, not just avoiding the foods you're allergic to, but what kinds of foods are you putting in? Because one of the things that our whole digestive system needs to maintain health and to be able to break down foods properly is enough enzymes and enough probiotics. And so I want to explain something, that if you're not eating organic foods, chances are that many of your foods have been irradiated. So just in case you don't know what that is, that means that there's been some radiation, the same kind of radiation that they use for x-rays. Your food's been radiated to destroy bacteria and viruses and bugs and things like that. And while that kind of sounds like a good idea on the surface, the problem with that is not only does it destroy the really good, I mean, the bad microorganisms, it kills all the good microorganisms, the enzymes, the things that are responsible for you being able to digest that food properly. So irradiated foods are one of the reasons that we're seeing so much breakdown. When you're having foods like that in your stomach, and then passing into your small intestine and passing into your large intestine, and you're not able to break them down, the levels of oxidation keep increasing because food is improperly fermenting in your digestive tract, causing cracks and fissures and causing high levels of dehydration. And when that happens, food allergies will abound even more, because you're going, the more little cracks that you create in your digestive system, the more proteins can leak out of it, and the more proteins that leak out into those interstitial tissues like we talked about before, the more times that happens, the greater your response will be to foods, and you'll have more and more allergies. So one of the best ways to take care of that, of course, again, avoid the foods you're allergic to. Drink properly ionized water. Take some apple cider vinegar at the beginning of your meal. Eat as many organic things as you can find, and growing your own is a great way to do that. Here we are in the midst of a great growing season in the summer. But also, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about probiotics and how probiotics can be the answer to helping quench some of these allergy responses that you're having. So it is time for us to take another little break. I want to remind you that you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, and we're going to be back in just a minute, and we'll continue to talk about your family health history and how some of these things are just good symptoms of food allergies. So I will be back in just a minute.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City Solve UrbanRace.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The heart. Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Transform your life.
Everybody, it's Dr. Parker again, and you are back with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And we've been talking about food allergies and your health history and how looking at your family's health history can help you identify some of the things that are going on in your own health and how those could possibly be related to different kinds of food allergies. And so then it makes treatment so much easier. I want you to remember that traditional Western medicine has a great place in our, you know, in our everyday life. But one of the things that's that it's missing is a little different perspective on food allergies and how they can dramatically affect people. This has never been more true than with the rise of celiac disease. And it's taken the whole role of celiac disease to really get people kind of up in arms about the options for different kinds of foods. And so since this is, tomorrow is the last day of May, so the last day of Celiac Awareness Month, I did, you know, want to remind you that these kinds of basic food allergies can affect every part of your body, from your eyesight to hair loss to brain fog, to loss of smell or taste, to problems with hearing. In fact, tinnitus, ringing in your ears, is actually generally associated with problems in your colon and specifically with food allergies that have caused constipation. So So if you have ringing in your ears, you probably have some kind of irritable bowel syndrome or constipation going on, and that can actually cause a loss in hearing. The good news is that when you reverse those allergies, when you eliminate those kinds of foods, you can actually restore a good part of your hearing. It's also responsible for post-nasal drip, sore throats, asthma, all different kinds of allergies, acid reflux, indigestion, kidney disease, liver disease, heart disease, cancer, you name it. Food allergies can play a major role in each of those things. And as I have been mentioning, you know, you can see this in my own family. So we just talked about the liver and how all of those things are connected. We talked about digestion and how digestion can be so upset by food allergies. But one of the best ways, and I mentioned that some tricks like allergy elimination diet till you can find out which foods you're allergic to, then moving on to adding in ionized water to help with your whole process of restoring your cells, adding apple cider vinegar at the beginning of a meal, but making sure that your food is organic so that it has as many vitamins, minerals, enzymes that are active that can help you break it down, because irritated food has destroyed most of that. The other thing to keep in mind is that you want to have probiotic-rich foods. So I don't know how many of you are following my blog, but I've been working. I'm moving right now, so tomorrow I'll be moving into I'll be moving to San Diego. So next Wednesday I'll actually be in Austin, Texas, and I'll be broadcasting from Austin, and then we'll have moved to San Diego, where I'll be doing a clinical trial study on ionized water, the antioxidants in ionized water, and I've been waiting to do this for some time now, so I'm pretty excited, but so in addition to doing those kinds of things with ionized water, with is that I've been working on all of these blogs and recipes and things for probiotic-rich foods. And yesterday I happened to find an article that was in the Huffington Post by one of my favorite people on this subject. Her name is Donna Gates. She's published a book called The Body Ecology Diet. And so if you're interested in finding out more about her, you can find her on the web. Just Google Body Ecology Diet or Donna Gates, and you'll get some really great information, and I highly recommend her book. And she had posted an article that was part of my big post that I'm still working on, which was about heart disease and probiotics. And so I want you to understand that when your digestion is really upset, you are going to create an imbalance in the pH in your digestive tract. When you do this, bad organisms can outnumber the good guys in your gut. So those good guys, those good probiotics, those good bacteria, friendly flora, whatever name you want to call them in your gut, are responsible for breaking down foods, for making certain vitamins, for processing minerals, doing lots and lots of great things. And it keeps that second brain, it keeps your gut really calm. So one of the things, if you've got kind of a flighty mind or you have a lot of anxiety or whatever, one of the ways you can combat that is with making sure that you have probiotic-rich foods to help with that whole digestive process. Probiotic-rich foods would be things like yogurt. And since most of us are allergic to cow's milk, there are actually some really great other options. So for those of you who are not allergic to sheep's milk or goat's milk, you can look on my site and you'll see that I've posted the brands of the ones I like. There's also yogurt made out of almond milk and coconut milk. And there are other things like kombucha tea and coconut water kefir and even cultured butter and cheeses. Some, you know, goat's milk and sheep's milk cheeses are also rich in probiotics, not quite as much as its counterpart in yogurt, but still quite a lot of good guys. So that helps with your digestion. But one of the things that I want to talk to you about is how you know, we have this misconception that cholesterol-rich foods are like egg yolks or full-fat dairy or fat, any kind of fats are responsible for heart disease. But really, the heart disease happens from this whole concept of oxidation, and it's really everywhere in the literature that you research and read. You can look up just nearly every disease has a link back to oxidative stress. So what we want to do is lower that oxidative stress. And one of the ways we can do that is by adding these probiotic-rich foods in. So over the course of the next few days, I have some recipes that I'll be sharing for some things you can do at home that are much less expensive than the things you can buy off the grocery store shelf. But we all know that sometimes we're just in a pinch and a rush, and we really need those things from the grocery store. So I you know, don't want to dismiss those at all. So what I want you to remember is it's this whole process of inflammation that gets started when these food allergies, when these food particles leak out of the gut, get into the tissues, into the interstitial tissues in our body. Our immune system sends in the rescuers to destroy those foreign proteins, and this sets up an inflammatory response. This inflammatory response can continue throughout the body, so it's responsible for things like arthritis and heart disease and has a big component in diabetes and Alzheimer's and you name it. So food allergies can be very pervasive into each and every tissue in your body. So if you have heart disease as part of your family health history, look at what you're eating. Don't be so concerned about egg yolks. Don't be concerned about butter. Don't be concerned about coconut oil. Don't be concerned about the things that are real foods. These kinds of cholesterol that are contained in these foods have actually been shown to be very, very healthy and promote heart health rather than be detrimental. It's just that research kind of got off to a bad start back a few years ago. And with the introduction of margarine and Crisco and all these kinds of things that were replacements, we started to see a rise in heart disease. And so then we went on low-fat diets and we started to see even more heart disease and even more obesity because the things that were being that these things were replaced with were actually causing more problems with inflammation, more, and the more inflammation we have, the more the heart muscle actually breaks down, or the more plaque builds up in the veins and arteries. In our circulatory system, cholesterol is used to create patches if we have a weakness in the veins and arteries. So if we have a lot of plaquing, that's because we have cholesterol that's now been oxidized. So in order to reverse that, we reverse the amount of oxidation in our body. That will help get that cholesterol to let loose and just act like normal cholesterol. I want you to remember that cholesterol is not a bad guy. Cholesterol is a precursor for hormones. If we have too low of cholesterol, we actually don't make enough hormones. What we want to do is change that ratio of LDL, that low density, the bad cholesterol, with the good cholesterol, the HDL. So we just need to get that balance in. And one of the great ways to get that balance in is to eat whole foods, whole eggs, whole whatever, that we generally are avoiding. Avoid sugar, avoid the things that cause inflammation, and increase these probiotic rich foods that will help balance our digestion and keep some of the allergies at bay. So I know this could be a little bit confusing, and so you can feel free to give me a call, or if you've got a question, or send an instant message. And it is time for another break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap this little subject up. And I've got some pretty exciting things to tell you regarding some book signings and things like that are coming up. So we'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Hi, welcome back to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. I can't believe how fast the time flies. I'm telling you, we're almost out of time, and I feel like we just barely got started. So I always appreciate these opportunities to share information with you. It's a lot of fun for me, and I hope it's helpful to you. I do have a couple of questions that I want to answer that were emailed to me. So just in case you're wondering how to do that, if you're in a different time zone or a different schedule and this call is in the middle of your work day and you have to listen to it on the archives, you can always email me a question at info@simplehealthnetwork.com, or you can contact me on Facebook. It's Simple Health Network on Facebook. You can also send me a question via the blog, which is omgallergyfree.com. And if you are interested in getting more information, having questions answered, whatever, just feel free to contact me and I'll be happy to answer them on the next show, so that you can get your questions answered even if you can't be live. So I have a question from Sophia. Sophia is actually from Greece, and she wanted to know if I could actually explain how to take a family health history. So I think that was a really great question. And so what I want to do is kind of explain it. I gave you a few questions last week, but there are much better ways to do a family health history. You can get online, you can get on a lot of different websites, and I'll go ahead and post one of these on my Facebook page. Again, that's Simple Health Network Facebook page. I'll also do a blog posting about it sometime in the next week or so. And so what you want to do is sit down and answer all kinds of questions, and answer them not just for yourself, but for other people in your family. So you may have to get on the phone with your mother, your grandmother, your aunts, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters, and find out, you know, more, everything that they know about your health history. It's a great idea to do this and computerize it, because now that we live, as a general rule, further and further away from our families, we don't necessarily always know what happened to our grandparents. We may have forgotten if they passed away when we were younger. So and as our children grow up and have children, they need to be aware of these things too. They need to be aware of these family health histories. So you want to take one of these very, very extensive health histories and record it and keep it recorded. And so, like I said, I will be posting a great link to something on my Facebook page, Simple Health Network Facebook page, as well as my blog, omgallergyfree.com. In the meantime, you can ask and your family members, whether there were specific things that run in your family. Kind of observe those things. So if you see a lot of heart disease, well, then you can know that it's probably related to digestion, and that's related to food allergy, which has created more oxidation. So we just want to see what it is. So for heart problems, if the heart problems are high blood pressure, one of the quick fixes that you can do, here's a couple of them, while you're getting all of this under control. So the things that will lower blood pressure and thin the blood would be garlic and watermelon seeds. Those two things are very effective at lowering blood pressure. Watermelon in general is great for heart health and overall health because it will balance your electrolytes. So I mentioned last time that either coconut water or watermelon are really great ways to get your electrolytes balanced, which will normalize blood pressure, help your kidneys, helps your liver, all kinds of things. So those are a couple of fixes. With your liver, of course, as I mentioned before, milk thistle, dandelion, spinach, those kinds of things. Those are all really, really helpful, kale, helpful things for your liver. And you can check out my blog for more suggestions and more recipes on that. And then all the others I covered in last week's radio show. So you'll kind of want to look at the archives for that. Now, I do want to tell you about a couple of things that are upcoming. As I mentioned before the break, I am moving from Dallas, Texas to San Diego. And in the process, I'm along my route. I'm actually going to be in Albuquerque on June 9th, and I'll be doing a book signing at the at a food co-op. So you can check my Facebook page and my blog pages for the locations. And then on the 10th, I will be in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Then I will be also passing through parts of Arizona, Flagstaff, Sedona, Prescott, and Phoenix on my way to Albuquerque, on my way to San Diego. And once I get to San Diego, I'll be there for a few months doing this clinical trial study. So if any of you are really interested in participating in this clinical trial study on the antioxidant properties of ionized water, please feel free to contact me if you're in the San Diego, greater San Diego area, because I would love to have you be a part of the whole experience. It's always wonderful to meet the people who are listening. So I invite you to contact me. You can find my email at simplehealthnetwork.com and contact me, and I'll be most happy to talk to you about it. So I hope to see those of you who are in the Albuquerque or Santa Fe area on the 9th and the 10th. It'll be great to see you then. And I look forward to talking to you next week from Austin, Texas, my favorite city in Texas, where I will be visiting with my daughter and a few of my friends that live in Austin. And so next week we're going to start talking a little bit more about water quality and a few things that I've been getting questions about. So it's going to be kind of a general question and answer session. So if you've got some questions you'd like to have answered, go ahead and email them to me at Simple Health Network. If you get on that website, you can find my email address, or you can just send it to me on my Facebook page or my blog page, and I will be really happy to answer all of your questions. And so it'll be a really fun hour next Wednesday. I want to thank you for joining me today on Transformation Talk Radio. I had a great time today. I want you to remember that I'm here each and every Wednesday at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, 1 Mountain, and noon Pacific, where you can always find out more about simple solutions for your own everyday health. This is Dr. Peggy Parker wishing you a happy, healthier, allergy-free week. I look forward to talking to you from the great city of Austin next Wednesday. Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's simplehealthnetwork.com. And check out her blog, omgallergyfree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.